What's up, everybody? Another episode of the EG3 podcast starting right now. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast, sports, racing, running, and then whatever porn comes across his desk here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording this Tuesday episode on a Monday. Yes, April 7th, 2025. And we'll talk about more about running as the week goes on. Of course, previewing that damn run. We're going to do it again this time around. It is race week. We got that going on in different circumstances. Different circumstances this time around. Just got off the phone with my coach. A little bit of adjustment there on that. But more on that later. But still, hopefully we can run it back on this weekend. We'll just have to see what happens. More on the running journey, running front on Thursday. But this right now, talk about NASCAR. And of course, I'm recording this ahead of the NCAA Final Four National Championship game coming on here in less than two hours from now, something like that. When Houston, Big 12 opponent, K-State's opponent, Big 12 neighbor, I should say, as they'll take on, of course, my other college team, the Florida Gators. That's why I'm not, one of the reasons why I'm not running right now, the Florida Gators, that's coming up here shortly. So y'all going to be hearing the result of that on Thursday. Well, when it comes out on Friday. So now that was, since I'm racing, not exactly racing now, probably wasn't the plan anyways, but since now it's like, so now I gotta, see how all this shakes out, all that. So, but yeah, so we're gonna still try to do what we can out there, but that's in here or there. So a little bit down about what I just heard from my coach, but it is what it is now. But hey, we came in this thing, we talked about, and I'll come back this more on Thursday, when I record on Thursday, since I'm in a racing event, let's put it like that, involved with a racing event this weekend, the episode will come out on Thursday. That's the Thursday night, so I'll be out of town. Well, regardless, I'm going to be out of town this weekend, so there's that, getting out of Kansas City. So I need to get out of Kansas City for a little bit, so it'll be good for me, personally, and mentally. So have that going on. I know a lot of the folks, KCRC 2.0, what up, are doing a half marathon, a squad, and I think only three of us is doing a 10K, myself and another two others were there. We were there last year doing it, so we had a pack going there. And as for me, I don't know if I'm going to, what's going on with me, I don't know if I'm going to hold my end of the bargain. We'll just have to see about that. Hopefully, I won't have too much of a problem. But which is why I'm not even running tonight. So that's why there's that. So yeah, that damn run, the sequel going down this weekend at the Lincoln Memorial Arts. We're gonna talk about that. I will talk about that for the recording for Thursday. So, but speaking of out of town, Denny Hamlin was out of town for a majority of this race. That's William Byron. Looked to be running away with this thing. Dominant performance by him yesterday, but at the end of the day, Denny Hamlin decided to, speaking of running back, he ran it back himself in a little different fashion. The pit crew stepping up to the plate and delivering, hitting out of the ballpark and putting Denny Hamlin in position, basically winning the race off pit road. Who he beat? He beat Ty's employee, Tyler Reddick, and William Byron off of pit road. And that's all she wrote, folks, is Denny Hamlin goes back-to-back, two in a row. And he'll be looking for a third straight win when the Cup Series goes to Bristol this weekend. Again, I'll be out of town, so I'll be missing the race. I'll be coming back in town, so I'll have to miss the racing entirely this weekend there as well. But Denny Hamlin went it. Only needed to lead, 10 laps? William Byron did finish second, a whopping 243 laps. And you lose. We've seen this many times. I have seen many races, including my guy, Martin Truex Jr., dominate races and then come up with a short end. I see it's way too much. There, Denny Hamlin, of course, he's been on that side as well. Lead a bunch of laps And at the end of his races, comes up on the short end because of what? Caution. Caution, late. All these late cautions. Right? Late cautions. Caution after caution after caution, right? So, in this instance here, I want to say, these guys made it as it was controversial caution. Now, Kyle Larson, he had a rough day, man. He should have stayed off the racetrack. No business, and I'm gonna call it what it is. You already got a win in the bank. No reason. And you had a race car, and he had a day. This is what, the 10th time I said run it back? He ran it back later in the race, so he wrecked early. I believe it was less than, what, not even 10 laps? Wrecked off of turn two, hit the front end, hit the wall, and then laps later, with what, less than 10 to go, right? Less than 10 laps to go, hit the wall again. Spun off, and Bubba, unfortunately, hit him from behind, and he spun off. Larson did anyways, and hit the wall. Pretty much almost the same spot as the first time, which set up Blaney, which had taken the lead away from Tyler Reddick, and Ryan Blaney finished fifth, so his first top five finish at Darlington. Oh, Mike Joy in the big game. We're talking about that all it seemed like all race long. It seems like so. Yeah, so there was a few of the NASCAR media were making a big deal about it, but at the end of the day, I think, you know, your race is done. I don't know why you're going back out there, Cliff Daniels. I don't understand. You're way multiple laps down. It's here. I don't understand that there. I mean, yeah, you had the car, you don't have to deal with the caution clock anymore and all that other stuff. But still, you spent your garage laps down going out there for that. I would have gone home. Pack that thing up, pack that hauler up, take it to the house. You don't need to be out there. He's not out there. Ryan Blaney, you walk away with the winner of this race, because it seemed like it was going to be, this thing was going to go all the way in, no caution, and all of a sudden, boop, caution, change the game, folks, and Denny Hamlin's crew won this race there, and Denny Hamlin slammed the door. So that's that on that one. Chris Rebell, Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, your top five. Chris Buescher, I should have had him in my fantasy lineup. I knew it. He finished sixth. I knew he was going to run well. Didn't have him in lineup. Picking everybody else. What everybody else is picking. Where I'm going to pick two. That's what we are now in my fantasy league anyways. But anyways, here and there. Buescher, Ross Chastain, Chase Elliott, Ty Gibbs. Fine finishing in the top 10. And Kyle Busch. You see, I'm already regretting it already. See, I thought I put Kyle Busch in my lineup. Should have did that. And was on a teetering fish putting Chris Buescher. I need to try something out. I need to be doing what nobody else is doing. Trying out. That's how I got back in the thing. In my fantasy last year. I know I talk about fantasy a lot, but I won last week. Didn't win this week. I'm pretty sure. As I try to dig out of a hole. It's the Pro Project Podcast. Seems like every year I try to dig out of a hole. Pro Project. Not the Pro Project Podcast. Pretty in the bank. The EG3. This is the EG3 podcast. EG3 podcast here on, yes, a Monday night. I am recording on Monday night, a little earlier than usual because I'm not at the group run tonight. So I try to let my back of my left knee heal. That's why I just got off the phone with my coach there. Here it is, taking days off. Nobody don't want to hear that. But at this stage, the thing is, I made it the tapering phase of my marathon coming up, which on purposes, should not have been training for a marathon, but here I am back in the ballgame. I have talked about this at premium on the podcast again. We'll revisit this when I record back on Thursday for our Thursday or Friday episode. I am leaving on Friday, regardless of the situation. I am better now than I was yesterday. So that is good news there. So I got to do some work between now and then, but hopefully praying everything is fine. But seems to be before noon, everything is kind of subsided. So, which is good, because I did run easier early this morning and did feel some pain. But after that, after about What I'm talking about here, the progress of 9, 10 o'clock at this morning seems to subside. Everything is okay for now. It'll be typical when I get off this podcast, everything's going to start hurting again. But for now, everything's okay. Decided to take the night off, not run the Monday night group tonight, and just worry about this podcast as well. The EGD podcast. So I just got, where I said my other podcast, Case of the Podcast, the Pro Watcher podcast, I just got done recording that, an episode there, and then my coach called. And now I'm talking to you guys for a couple more minutes there as well. Yeah, so, look, Denny Hamlin looking to three-peat, go for three in a row at Bristol, and he won there last year there as well. So you have that going on. Let me see. Yeah, William Byron winning stages 1 and 2 does not win the race. How many times have we seen that since we went flip-flop to stage era? A guy, that driver that wins the first two stages does not win the race, like 95% of the time. So there you go on that. Denny Hamlin takes one back, like his podcast episode title said there as well. And so, yeah, so we'll see. Moving on, we'll see what happens. Let me see if I can pull the standings up now as we enter into Bristol Motor Speedway. Let me see what we have here. Driver points. There we go. There now. So you flip the script now. William Byron still leading the point standings there. Denny Hamlin has moved up, but he's 49 points back of sole possession of the regular season standings there. Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, Tyler Reddick, your top five. The rest of your top 10 standings heading into Bristol this upcoming weekend has Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, Bubba Wallace, Joey Logano, and Alex Bowman. Your top 10. Bowman sitting 12 points ahead of Chris Buescher for the 10th spot right there as well. Again, as we close the book on this NASCAR edition of the podcast, yep, Denny Hamlin steals it away from William Byron and wins at Darlington there. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Grittether here. Coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on a, which has been another chilly-ass day in Kansas City, Missouri. It is not spring. What are we doing here? But anyways, Final Four, I mentioned it already. Houston, K-State's Big 12 opponent, or say neighbor, taking on the Florida Gators there tonight, here in a couple hours, going down. We'll see if Florida can knock them off. But again, I would not be surprised if Houston win a course. And of course, Houston in Texas. Well, the Final Four is in San Antonio. Houston, not far from, maybe a couple hours from San Antonio. Not too far, and it's going to be a home game, literally, for Houston as they try to knock off the Florida Gators. We'll see what happens there as well. Obviously, both games, semifinals, were absolutely outstanding. Obviously, Florida Gators having to come from behind in the second half to knock off Auburn. And then, of course, you had Houston. I was about to fall asleep, and I was getting ready for my 22 mile, which again aggravated my back of my something in the back of my left knee, which now has decided for now. but so you have that. I was about to fall asleep, and apparently Duke fell asleep with a lead. They're in control, and all of a sudden I wake up. I was half asleep. I wake up all of a sudden. There's all this commotion going on. And find out Houston take the lead away. Here goes Cooper Flagg, the best player, one of the best players, if not the best player in all-cost basketball. Walter Clayton's going to have something to say about that. If the Gators can complete this and win a national championship, Cooper Flagg goes up. And we're going to know when this podcast comes out, national championship winner. But goes up, his shot goes on the front end. Game over. So Duke was in control for most of this game. And all of a sudden, I wake up and what in the world is going on? Yeah, I was about to fully fall asleep. And yeah, so that's why, I mean, that's why you stay and watch the entire game. You leave. That's why if you go to the game, you make sure you stay up for the game, because half the time you leave, crazy shit happens. It is. I am not. I know a lot of people have done this. Leave when your team ain't doing nothing, and then all of a sudden, here comes your team coming right back in the thick of it. That's what happened to Houston. Houston fought, and all of a sudden I fell asleep. Houston comes right back in there, and Duke, so, the sports show said they choked it away. I don't know, man. When you have a lead like that, you have to close out. I get it, but yeah, Duke let that one get away. I want to say choke that's a little strong word. There, I would say Duke. Yeah, Duke for them, they gave it away. I'm gonna put it like this: they gave that one away. There, and now Houston, who've put themselves, they've really, really scratched and clawed for all tournament long, and this is what they have been. And if Florida Gators let them hang around this ball game, and look, I'm not saying it's gonna be blah. I expect this thing to be right down to the last 5 minutes of this game. So when this comes out, it's gonna be moot point anyway. But I expect this thing go right to the last timeout, final timeout, like 4 or 5 minutes to go in this game. K-State hangs around, and I mean, not K-State. K-State ain't playing. K-State men's basketball, they need work to do. But if the Florida Gators let Houston hang around this ball game, it is going to get gnarly. I'm just going to say that. I mean, I've seen enough against Houston to know Houston's pretty damn good, and I had them. I had this matchup in my bracket. I got to make a humble brag here before we wrap this thing up. Humble brag, folks. Humble brag. I had Florida and Houston in my bracket. I was going to do a bracket, but a dear friend made a bracket, or made a challenge bracket anyways, and for her charity, or not, I would say charity for her, what is the word that I want to say? That she is supportive of, so, and passionate of, so figure, you know what, let's do it for fun. And I had Florida and Houston in there. I had 3 of the 4 teams in the Final Four, and I had Florida winning, and I'm going to stick to it, so, because I'm a K-State alum, I can't pick Houston, mm-mm. Even though, yes, Houston has done some good things to get here, some dramatic things to get here, I think Florida closes it out, and my team, my other college team, closes the door and wins the national championship tonight. So when this goes, so I might be stupid fool when this comes out and Houston wins the championship. But no, I gotta go with my Gators to win it tonight. So we'll see what happens there as we wrap this up. We have made it to the finish line again on another episode here, the EG3 podcast. Again, get it wherever you listen to your podcast. We are free and available weekly. And we're trying to make this a 2 times a week thing here. So we're getting there. So we have this, and of course we'll talk about more about the sequel, that damn run, 2025, going down this weekend in that campaign, unfinished business that I've talked about all year so far, going down, but a little bit of a hiccup. So to that, I mentioned it already with his knee, but so we got that going on. But anyways, again, the EGD podcast underneath the 3Y podcast, EG3. Again, if you're not subscribed already, you might want to go ahead and do that, because we are in the thick. We're in a taper phase now, and we have 2 races going on this month. I'm excited about it, but kind of took a step back with the news there. A little bummer there on that one. But hey, I said it. It's on me. I said it from the get-go. Marathon has been a focus the entire time. So that's what we're going for. So there's that. The focus on right now, this national championship game between Florida and Houston. Subscribe, like, hit that alarm bell every time we upload an episode. Y'all be notified about that, and go ahead and tell one friend about, if you know the host, especially if you know the host of the show, about the EG3 podcast. That's going to do it for now on this edition of the EG3 podcast. Denny Hamlin back to back in the Cup Series. We'll see what happens in the title game here in just a little bit. Until then, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the EG3 podcast.